This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. The Chinese and Indonesian governments have agreed to increase their bilateral relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership. The agreement has been made during talks between Chinese President Xi Jinping and his Indonesian counterpart, Cecilia Bambang Yudhoyono. Xi Jinping is now in Jakarta for an official state visit to Indonesia. His time in Indonesia is the first stop of his maiden tour to Southeast Asia since taking office in March. Apart from holding meetings with Indonesian state and business leaders, Xi Jinping also set to make a speech to lawmakers outlining his government's policies toward Indonesia and the rest of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN. CRI is bringing you live coverage of this speech starting at 11 a.m. today. Xi Jinping is also set to attend an informal economic leaders meeting of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation in the Indonesian resort of Bali. It's been confirmed U.S. President Barack Obama has canceled stops in the Philippines and Malaysia for his upcoming trip here to Asia. Instead, Obama has spoken by telephone with the leaders of those two countries. The American president was scheduled to visit Malaysia, Indonesia, Brunei, and the Philippines, as well as to attend the APEC forum. His visit would have been the first by a U.S. president to Malaysia in almost half a century. Meanwhile, Obama has been meeting with U.S. congressional lawmakers to try to find a solution to the current U.S. federal government shutdown. The U.S. government went into partial shutdown on Monday after lawmakers were unable to come up with a new federal budget. This has left around 700,000 U.S. federal government employees off the job without pay. The UN Security Council has issued a new call for all parties in Syria to take immediate steps to open up the country to humanitarian access. Well over 4 million people in Syria are said to be internally displaced. Over 2 million others have either fled the country or are awaiting refugee status in other countries in the region. It's under this context that the UN Security Council has voted unanimously to call on all sides in the conflict to let humanitarian aid flow into the respective regions they control. Resolution also specifically calls for an increase of international and non-governmental humanitarian organizations' access into Syria. The over 2.5-year-long conflict has already left over 100,000 people dead and has left the immediate region in one of the worst humanitarian situations in the world in recent years. The Russian embassy in Libya has come under attack by unknown militants. Reports from the ground say the embassy in Tripoli was hit by gunfire from an unknown number of militants. Initial reports have also suggested the attackers stripped down the Russian flag from the embassy compound before eventually being fought off. There have been no reports of injuries to any Russian embassy staff. It's believed the Russian ambassador was not inside at the time. Some are suggesting the assault on the Russian embassy could be retribution for the killing of a Libyan military officer, allegedly by a Russian woman earlier this week. The Pakistani military says insurgents are increasing their attacks on military forces trying to carry out relief efforts in the recent quake-hit area in the southwest of the country. In one of the latest attacks, a bomb blast has gone off, leaving 2 soldiers dead and several others wounded. Around 2,000 soldiers are currently involved in their relief efforts in the remote area around the epicenter of the quake, which is in the restive province of Balochistan. The 7.6 magnitude quake itself hit late last month, leaving over 350 people dead. It also toppled around 20,000 homes in the rugged mountainous region in and around the epicenter. Pakistani authorities are pleading with insurgents to put their attacks on hold, noting the relief efforts can only work if Pakistani military personnel are involved. A new survey is suggesting private companies in the U.S. added fewer jobs in September than projected. The joint report by ADP and Moody's is suggesting private U.S. companies employed around 166,000 workers last month. Economists had been projecting that figure to come in at around 180,000. The analysis is suggesting this could be a sign of the labor market beginning to sputter a bit in the U.S. Private firms in the U.S. back in June added 190,000 jobs. The U.S. Labor Department had been scheduled to release its September jobs report this coming Friday. However, it's believed the current shutdown of the U.S. federal government may delay the release of that report. British retail giant Tesco has officially signed an agreement with China Resources Enterprise to create a joint retail venture here in China. Tesco says the two companies have entered into a definitive agreement to combine their Chinese retail operations. The joint venture will create a business with sales of around $16 billion per year. Tesco will hold a 20% stake, while CRE will control the rest. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.